7:40 on the new WJG Morning News, and welcome in here on our Ask the Doctor version rendition episode for February 2025. Dr. Keith Verbicki joins us in the studio. Dr. Keith, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, trying to stay warm.
Yeah, he walked in and his nostrils were actually frozen shut, so
indeed,
he became a mouth breather this morning.
Indeed.
You know, this has been really, really enlightening for a lot of us. As we know, we've been doing this since last spring, and every month we talk about things that, you know, a lot of us don't think about, and that's going to be the case today. We are going to talk about, if I can remember how to say the word, because I actually had one of these, and is it Ola? Say that for me, will you?
The OligoScan.
OligoScan. The OligoScan, which measures the level of metals in your body. And we're going to talk about the causes and, you know, maybe some things that you need to be watching out for here. Now, I had this done, I guess it was last month, and you said that I was the most spectacular physical specimen you'd ever come across, or something like that.
Yeah, you were in the top 1%, yes.
Okay, so what put me there in the top 1%?
Well, you know, we live in a toxic soup in our society, and the rate of chronic illness is, as you know, continuing to just escalate terribly.
Man. Through the roof.
The risk of obesity, type 2 diabetes, cancer, dementia, autism, ADHD. We're in a serious way in America, and the reason that many of the reasons that are being found is that we are being exposed to toxins in our food, in our air, in our water, and until this is identified and then dealt with, then people are going to continue to get sick earlier and younger. So a couple years ago, we looked at, well, how do we really go about looking for these toxins? And the OligoScan has been used in Europe for about 10 to 15 years. And what it is spectroscopy. So it's a diagnostic tool whereby in our office we shine light on the palm of the hand and four different locations on the palm, and within 30 minutes we have a printout of 44 different elements, and that's minerals, 16 minerals, and toxic metals, and then also some of the vitamins. Now, this has been very, very enlightening, because what we're seeing in a lot of our patients is toxic levels of aluminum, toxic levels of cadmium, toxic levels of excess copper, deficiency in selenium, deficiency in iodine. And the great news about then knowing that is, okay, we now know what your symptoms, what your illness potentially is caused by, and let's do things to reverse, prevent, and get people feeling better.
Instead of putting a Band-Aid on it and throwing more pharmaceuticals into your body.
Exactly. You know, those are exactly right. Those are Band-Aids. Drugs are all, any drug you take has a potential side effect. And this is actually looking at the root cause. Why did this develop? Why did I get fluoride toxic? Why am I cadmium toxic? And what has caused that to happen?
So you hit on something that we found on my scan, and that is, I don't know if I'm toxic, but I had really high fluoride levels inside of me.
Yes, pretty prevalent, you know, in the 70s in the States here. Fluorination of our water became very popular across our state and across the United States. And I think it was done to potentially enhance dental health. But we know fluoride is, with the other bromides, halogens, are very caustic to the body. They dilute and do bad things to the microbiome of our gut. The good and bad bacteria are affected. And worst of all, you know, when we have fluoride in our water, it chelates, it pulls copper out of our pipes. So we're drinking water, consuming foods, but and due to fluoride, we're getting copper toxic. Now, copper, no one talks about it, but it's a very toxic mineral if we have too much. And that's one of the most common things that we're actually identifying is copper toxicity, many times brought on by high fluoride. And so once that's identified, then indeed we do things to reverse. Copper toxicity, anxiety, depression, insomnia, obesity risk going up, because our metabolic health, this all causes our metabolism to change and go down. In children, a strong association with attention deficit disorder, spectrum of autism, obsessive compulsive disorders. So knowing this, okay, we've identified a toxin. And these toxins deplete very important minerals in our body because the body's trying to fight them off. And so many people become low in zinc, low in iodine, low in selenium. And that all leads to dysfunction of our metabolism, and people get sicker and sicker and sicker.
For the record, they do not fluoridate the water here in Norfolk, do they?
They do not, no.
I know that discussion has come up a few times. There's a lot of people that show up at those meetings and say, no, 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 no. And I think I can tell what your opinion of this is.
Correct. You know, you're a band. They didn't allow fluoridation. They don't see half of the things that we see here in America. We have 10,000 chemicals in our food. Europe has 400. So, you know, we're in a world of hurt in this country because of what is happening to the quality of our food, what they're putting in it, our pesticides, our herbicides, you know, are just really very harmful to our health. And tools like the OligoScan are allowing us as clinicians to look into the body and find out indeed what the excesses are, what the deficiencies are, and then addressing it to reverse.
So in my case, when we saw the really high fluoride levels, I thought to myself, well, I use fluoride toothpaste. I must be swallowing some of it every time I brush my teeth.
Yeah, and mouthwashes, et cetera, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, indeed. But, you know, it may have come when you were a child, you know, in the 70s. This is where this was all introduced in America.
Okay.
And we keep building it up, building it up, building it up. And then we're bringing copper into our body because
fluoride. Where does copper come from?
Pipes, copper pipes, potentially, mostly.
And then aluminum.
Yeah, aluminum is probably the most toxic, and now correlated with increased risk of all the neurotoxic illnesses, Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinson's disease, MS. Most of these people are, you scan them, and they're very high in aluminum. Now, where's that coming from? Well, you know, deodorants.
Antiperspirant.
Aluminum foil. Oh my gosh, you know, just think of all
we wrap our food in aluminum foil.
And cooking utensils, aluminum. We use a lot of aluminum, and that leaches into our food, and then it deposits in our system, you know, in many times in the brain. And indeed, you know, the body's an electrical machine, and when we have metals that are interfering with the metabolism, energy production in the cells, then we fall apart and get sick.
Who should have an OligoScan?
Really, I think anyone that is having difficulty with a chronic illness, not getting better, not responding to the medications that they've been put on, those are very, very ones. We're starting to scan more and more children on the autism spectrum disorder because we're finding many of them are aluminum toxic, copper toxic, and offering some potential help in once helping them chelate this and replacing the selenium and the iodine and the zinc that is very deficient. We're hoping we'll see improvement in these children.
Okay. So, and it's a really simple procedure. No blood, nothing like that. You guys shined a light on my hand and I think four different, literally touched my hand four places, and that's all it was.
Yeah. It's a fascinating technology. We're the only ones here in Northeast Nebraska that currently are using this. We welcome anyone to call us, and we'd be happy to show you the scan and discuss it with you, and then schedule one if indeed you or your loved ones would like to have this done.
A couple of listener questions here before you get away here. This time always goes by too fast, but we had someone send us a question regarding finding a lump in their breast, and I think the gist of the question was at first it seemed small. Later, it seemed larger, but there's a difference in how a lump in the breast will feel.
Yeah, generally speaking, all lumps should be investigated, right? It should be, she should go to her physician.
Don't not check it out.
Yeah, get it checked out for sure. But sometimes there's a cyclicity of certain breast masses. If they come and go based on the phase of their menstrual cycle, 95% of the time, those are very benign cysts, and that can be addressed because that's a hormonal issue. If they are a hard lump and fixed and don't change, those are serious and need diagnostic measures to further investigate that.
There, I'm not sure how to paraphrase this question, but you see so much marketing done, specific and particularly online, but I think it's on even on your television as well, about remedies to conditions. And when you dive into this and do your due diligence, everybody should be doing some due diligence before you put anything in your mouth, especially something that says it's going to deal with a condition of your body. You look into it, the side effects are usually through the roof. The one that comes to mind is, I think it's called Hims and Hers. And every time I open up my phone, I've got something coming at me about, ED and sexual diseases. And, just pop this magic pill and all of that goes away.
Yeah. And indeed, that is really doing a disservice because, I think the reason that they are doing all this advertising for drugs is to control the media. It isn't so much that the patient is going to say to the doctor, they may, I saw this drug on TV and I want that because I have this condition.
That's what the pharmaceutical companies want.
Exactly. But also they want to control, by doing this and spending lots of money with the media, they help control the narrative that the media gives out, in my opinion.
Yeah. All right. Well, your opinion means a lot to us, so we appreciate that. That is Ask the Doctor for February 2025. And if you got in on the middle of this conversation, we'll have it up on the podcast page here shortly, WJG.com. Just look for the doctor's picture, give it a click, and you can catch up on all of the conversations that we've had every month going back to last spring. If you want to know more, find him at Midwest Health Partners. You're located where, Doctor?
1410 North 13th Street here in Norfolk.
Okay. And you can find him online and ask him about the oligos. I just can never say that right.
Yeah, that's great. Oligoscan.
Well, I'm the radio guy and he's the doctor, but appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, God bless.